So what do they want to see out of you today?
They want to see me compete. A lot of questions about my defense, so I just want to come here and compete as hard as I could. Just try to make shots. That's what I do. So, yeah, just make shots, come here, compete, and defend. I think I did that.
What part of the defense? Fighting through pick and rolls, just one-on-one staying in front of a guy?
It's a lot of everything. You know, it's all that. They just want to see how I go about that end because I played zone. You know what I mean? So they didn't get to see a lot of that. So a lot of it's just competing. You know, defense comes with competing. That's what I thought I did.
Do you think your transition will be a little bit easier from, you know, when you were in college and you were at a focal point and you were seeing, you know, two guys and three guys of possession to, you know, now you're seeing one guy or you could be getting open looks, and you think that could help you as a shooter?
Yeah, no question. And I didn't get a lot of catch and shoots last year, and I got just four in this workout alone, you know what I'm saying? So already it's more space than I've been working with. And as a shooter, that's all you need is space, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get a lot of that last year, so playing with a lot of talent around me and playing with that more space, I think I'll be way more effective than I was last year.
You had a teammate here earlier in this workout process. Did he relay information about what the Jazz would do in this workout?
I try not to ask him because I kind of just kind of go in these workouts and try to just go feel for it. You know what I mean? I don't want to know anything. But he said just be conditioned. He said it was like running up a mountain the whole time. So just getting used to that, I think. That's the only hard part. Everything else will come with it.
Did it feel like running up a mountain today?
I feel like I jumped out of an airplane the first 5 minutes. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't breathe, couldn't see. I was like, what is this? But, you know, it only takes like 10 minutes, you know what I mean? It just hits you so fast. And I'm from Georgia, so that heat's thicker. So I came over here, there's no air. So it's just an adjustment. First 10, you're good, though.
How much has Ron Harper influenced your game?
My game, not much, but mentally a lot, you know what I'm saying? He was a mental guy on the court. Played with Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? So all those guys on that Bulls team had that edge. So he just always tells me to have that edge and that chip on my shoulder.
How much has your dad helped you out just through this process as well? I mean, just, I'm sure he's a little upset that you left early, but just overall in this process.
He's been good. Not a lot of advice, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, I'm trying to just feel for it. At this point, you're on your own, you know what I'm saying? You don't have a coach always behind your back, piggybacking. You kind of have to be a man about everything. And that's all he's been telling me, just be a man about it. He's been more supportive than more advice, you know, lately, so. Just kind of being there, calling me, checking in how I am. And he said he's good. He's got a good team coming back, so I think he forgot about me already in like 3 weeks.
Knowing that you're Jazz pick 12.
Yeah.
And you're kind of one of the guys that's kind of all over the board in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, how important is this workout to you?
Absolutely important, because I want to show that, you know, I could come in here and compete for that spot. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just come in here and work out and kind of just go through the motions. You know what I'm saying? So every workout is huge for me. I have no idea where I'm going. One day it's this, one day it's that. So just trying to solidify my spot in these workouts, just going as hard as I can to compete.
So how many workouts are you doing?
This is my second. I got like seven coming up in like 4 days. It's ridiculous. But then I'm going to Phoenix tomorrow. I got this West Coast swing, and then I'm back on the East Coast.
They ask you about being a coach's son. Teams ask you about that?
Yeah, every team, every media, everybody. That's all I get. But I'm cool with that. That's what it is. You know, me and TJ McConnell were talking about it because he's not the same situation. He's a coach's kid in high school, and we were just talking about the stereotypes that we get and the perception. So, you know, of course I'm going to get that. That's the story, and I get it, and I'm ready to answer those questions because that's just what it is.
How much attention are you giving to mock drafts and things like that?
None at all. Zero. Earlier it was really cool. You know, you send it to your friends. You're like, look at me. I'm on the boards. And then it gets a little false. You know what I'm saying? People just kind of start throwing their names in from word of mouth. So at this point, as close as I am, like 3 weeks away, that's the last thing I'm worried about.
How fun is this process for you, just knowing that, you know, the next step, NBA?
It's awesome. It's like it's like being a tourist hooper, you know what I'm saying? I was just in Salt Lake. I had a day off yesterday. I'm just looking around at the building, shopping, you know what I'm saying, chilling, eating, just enjoying the scene. So instead of summer school, you're traveling in different cities, working out, playing basketball. I love it, man. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you look at different teams and see how you might fit with the Jazz or another team you're working out for?
Absolutely, because especially rookies nowadays, they're not getting a lot of love. So it helps even better transition when you have a good fit. You know what I'm saying? I think kids, I mean, the guys here space the floor, know how to play, and can shoot the ball. You know what I mean? I think I fit in perfect with that.
You go back to talking about, you know, being the coach's son and whatnot. This past year, you guys made it to the NCAA tournament. What was that whole experience like?
It was an experience, man. It was crazy because the year before, I thought I had a better shooting year, kind of better scoring year, and we lost in the championship. You know what I'm saying? And then this year, my percentages plummeted, but I did a lot of other things. And ended up helping us at the end. And that's our third NCAA appearance in school history. Beat Baylor, upset a team, and kind of our name's out there now. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of why I left. I wanted there to kind of change the culture of the program. I thought we did that. And it's awesome now, man. They're selling out home games there now, so it's perfect. Georgia State's pretty good now.
In addition to that, I mean, did it help, I guess, in a way to get an early start to what the media process would be like?
Yeah, for sure, because I could score 88 points in a Georgia State game, and there's still be four media guys there, you know what I'm saying? So just to get a taste of that in an NCAA tournament was nuts, because you kind of go in there before practice, and it's filled up, you know, and kids like us never see that. So it was definitely cool to see that.
And then you were on the Dan Patrick show the next day.
I know. They liked me all of a sudden. That was kind of weird. And he was cool. He was, like, real cool. Everybody became real cool out of nowhere, you know what I mean? So that's an adjustment, too, trying to adjust to that lifestyle. So everything's an adjustment, but I'm just feeling for it.
How's your dad doing, by the way?
He's good. He's got, he's got like a colorful boot. You know, He's an entertainer, man. He's got, like, a colorful boot and a cane, so he's, like, Pimp Ron right now. So he's kind of just going. He's old, too, so the Achilles will take a little longer than it would for a young guy. But he's loving it. He got a coaching extension, so everything's going well for him, too.
How'd you shoot it today?
Shot it decent. I think I got a little tired late. I think the wind kind of caught up to me. But in the 3-on-3 in competition, I shot it really well. Probably missed about 3 shots the whole time competition.
Do you make any sort of tweaks to your shot? I mean, you mentioned, you know, getting double teams and things like that. But was there anything, you know, technically you were trying to fix with your shot from last
year? Not at all. And I keep hearing this low release thing, but like in 3 years of Georgia State, I never get my shot blocked. I know it's a different level, but I think I have a quick release. You know, it's low, but it's quick. So if a coaching staff wants me to change it, once I come in, I'll change it. But during this process, there's so much going on, it's hard to try to make that change right now. So right now I think I'm doing well, but once I get to a team, we'll see what it's doing.
In your mind, what was the difference that kind of led to the lower shooting percentages you mentioned this year?
I think shot selection and kind of adjustment to shots, because I wasn't getting the same shots, you know what I mean? So I was getting different shots on the floor, so it took me like to the middle of the season to kind of adjust to that. And I was taking poor shots when I wasn't getting the shots I was getting. So a lot of that was on me. I think I learned, though, because I kind of learned how to operate with little space, and now I have even more space to work with.
Kind of coming into the NBA then, do you see yourself as a role player kind of long term, or do you want to be an all-star and kind of take that many shots at this level?
Absolutely be an all-star, but I think early, of course, like I said, rookies don't get a lot of love, so I got to come in and do my job, which is make shots. And I think that's second nature to me. So when I am run off the line, and when I am, and that's taken away, and I get to show my skill set, I think that's when it'll open up for me.